So there, will not at all. אבל פה נוהגו כל ישראל יש להם שני סכינים. ומירושים אחד מהם שביל להקיע. ונוהגו מירושים של חוסר הנועד, you don't have to put on both, you have to receive it. As long as you put on one knife, you put home. And another knife, you don't put on anything, so you know. So, ונוהגו מירושים של חום. ואין לי שם יש לי של ישראל. You see, the Ramon. The Ramon was a very great regard. From Nogi Israel. I mean, he doesn't mention it, let's say, in regard to every minute, because Adam Nogi, he doesn't have to mention it. Because Adam Nogi, so one is an avarian if he's resulting in Nogi. Let's say if somebody will be resulting in home of 9 days, he should worship at least, they should say hey. So then he's an avarian, or if he will be resulting in home of kidney space, because these are things that are, the minute, where the minig originated in Yisroel, the purpose of all this Nogim, Kipnias, and Pesach, let's say, so it originated in Yisroel, or the 9 days, you wish to say, not as Yisroel, against Averes, but these are things that even without minig, there is a Kima Mitzvah of Averes and Chol. So Mele, if there is a minig, so then it comes within the Alochel of Altitish Nira Semech. But this is more. There's a Gemara in Pesachim in Pishin. Noah who shall have like Mitzir Mitzidin there of Shabbos. So they had the minig because of three Shabbos. So they had as a Siyog. They shouldn't Chas V'Shalom come the Chil Shabbos. Not to go by boat from Tzir to Tzidin. Even though it just took a few hours from Tzir to Tzidin, you know, to go by boat. So the Bnei Pishin wanted to get a Heter. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, Mokim Shnoahu. So that's the mokia for minogim. If somebody is misal from minogi Israel that are based upon Siog, or that are based, or that relate to something that would be a kiyuma mitzvah even without a minig, but it wouldn't be obligatory, like the minogim of the 9 days, or the minogim of Shavuot Shechalistish of Yisrael. So even without a minig, there would be a kiyuma mitzvah of certain avilas. Because the Gemara says, "Mishenichnas biopen ma'atim b'simcha." So even without minhagim, so there would be a kima mitzvah. There is a minhag not to go to Misamerchetz in the 9 days. But even without a minhag, there is a kima mitzvah of observing certain avilas in the 9 days. So mainly there is a minhag. So the Shulchan Aruch says that per shachem nochos, and then it comes within the posik of al titish dira semecha. Mashenkin, let's say, minhogim, let's say, like standing up, let's say, before by Voradobi. I mean, all kind of these minhogim. So, he will not be, if somebody doesn't do it, he'll not be an avarian. But, now certainly this minhag, if somebody will not be reishim shel cholov, so not be an avarian, he will not have any avere. He doesn't clean all this there as a mechel. So that's why the Ramah emphasizes the English and the Shal Yisrael, because in as much as he doesn't involve any avera, when you don't comply with these minhagim, let's say the minhagim, I mean that the Ramah mentions on Pesach night you pour off for each make, don't vadeyakim. Suppose somebody doesn't do it, he's not an avarian. I saw daily Yisrael who didn't do it. He's not an avarian. So if somebody is misalzim minhagim, yes. Or another minhagim, let's say minhagim of 5 days over and above the Zayin Nikim, is certainly an avarian. But these minhagim, why? Because they were adapted as Mashenkin, these minhagim, so it doesn't come within Al Tidish Deir Zemech. But, so one could say, could, you know, have an attitude, you know, of disdain towards such minhagim. So the Ramah says, bring the Shams in Israel. Every minhag Israel, even a minute that have been when up to comply with that, so we shouldn't have to show it. Have an attitude of this day. Yes, what?
The government of Karka, is there a basis for the common practice of leaving a tree in for maize lace?
No, I mean, because the purpose of Nizmi Karka with Vyapush, the Vipshute, I mean, you'll see that not everybody agrees with it, but the Vipshute, so the Nizmi Karka is only to knock off a band, a dried up band. So in the Mele, there is no purpose in leaving it idle for 24 hours before you are Nizmi Karka. Because if the purpose had been, you know, to take out the bleer, all right. So in the Mele, there is a purpose. because maybe a marshal deal with the main. So we have to make sure that to let it stay idle 24 hours. But the purpose is to knock off the main, so it's not child. So if any main not knocked off, so even if you left it idle for 24 hours, so it's still not this time to come. Of course, it's against the Rashi and the Ran. 2 days in Shechonos, but it's Tarubes we learn.
And how about leaving it in the karka itself? Is there any other method besides putting it in 10 times, like leaving it in the karka?
No, it's the karka, all right. You have to knock it off the karka.
Is there any minhag to leave it in the karka for 24 hours?
No. It's not leaving it. It's because when you push it in, you knock it off. It's not the leaving it. The leaving it will not accomplish anything. But if you push it, first of all, it's karka kosher, so you have to exert a lot of pressure in order to thrust it in. And then you do it many times, so you mainly knock it off. But it's not by the fact that it's knows the karka, it's by the fact that you exert a lot of pressure in, and because of that pressure, so you knock off any dried up grease. Alright, now the task. Actually, יש בזה בייסטיין, או היה יכול שהבוסו מייצי אישי אלו בישך טעם הזמנו, ואת את הטעם הברש, ופי זה מי שלא יליך אלו לא יסליטי נהי כי צורך להמתי. וטעם בייס וטעם הרמבה, מי שבוסו שבן השיני, במקרה בוסו עד שישויץ, והכין הווה כמיוק. That is, who says like that, it's according to this, so according to the Rambam. That is the tour, and also the Miri says it, according to the Rambam. However, the Prichodosh is right, he says it even according to the Rambam. If he knows that he has crumbs bin Ashinayu, so it's awesome, even though it's after 6 hours. But you see that the Bishamim, I mean, you cannot Bechishish for the sheet of the Bechodosh when it is contrary to the sheet of Hashem. True, that the Miri mentions, and that Tzukiye mentions Yeshem Rim, that if he knows that he has bonds between the teeth, so then even though it's after 6 hours, even after it's 12 hours, so he's not allowed to eat milk unless he cleans out his teeth. And the Palito also says that. But that does not mean that the Yeshem and the Miri is in conflict with the other Miri, that the Miri says that according to the Rambam, so he after 6 hours, even if he knows that he has crumbs between the teeth, he's still muta to eat green. Why? Because you see the Miri that says that after 6 hours, so even if he has crumbs, he's allowed to eat green. So he mentioned that according to Shita's Rambam. The Yeshem doesn't say according to Ishite. So it could very well be explained on the basis of the sheet of Rashi. That's what the Yeshem says. And when the Ito says that if he knows that he has crumbs between his teeth, so even after 6 hours he's also there, because Balito probably agrees with the Talmud of Rashi. But as far as the sheet of Rambam is concerned, so the Prichodosh is the only one who says that even according to the Rambam, so if he knows that he has crumbs between his teeth, so then he's not allowed, even though it's after 6 hours, he's not allowed to eat green. Alright. Now, Ufize, Kamalei is Chayvanti, according to the Rambam Pshat. Rakhir Shikule, because Hashim Nashinai, Mshahar, Mshoiz, Vikaimolon, Tlahach, Vakishnei Atan. Achar Achilles Aposo, Shoachis. Zeli Shei Mavi, that's the Tumas Adesh, was a Rabbi Mason Pshor, Midat, Vihamti Shoachis. Aha, as soon as possible, the silkwood bill, they are going to win. Ava Gabu Ashkaf and Remez, Lishio Ze, Mikomokin, Mim Chemiodo, Oyu Batriz, Rabio, Matirin. So in other words, we cannot be Machmir, we cannot tell them they do the wrong thing. Because after all, according to Tetzis and Rabio Shite, so even that is a chum. Some male, we cannot stop. Ava Tsnuin, Meishchem ideyem is in the shachris in the arts. Gamnei agim ha'eilom, dein chiluk b'ze, v'neifu b'hen. Mashal perikal ha'boso, simtes, tamo al ze. Lomo noar, yul ha'okil b'ze, neked orin v'aramba, sheitzricho l'chol ha'poches vof shoiz. V'vof shoiz. Because of shari dure shenei yekei keramba, v'lo yekei teis v'zimatir, u'mikom lo ken gam silu kubiru b'ino, So in other words, even if he complies in the Shita Rambam, he waits 6 hours. Even though he complies in the Shita Rambam, he waits 6 hours. So, but Chiluk Kabil, so he also needs. Because of it, So you see, that's the reason why the whole Twitter Israel, except in certain cases, certain cities in Germany, not all cities in Germany, certain cities in Hamburg, I mean certain cities, Leipzig, other cities, they do observe 6 hours. But certain cities in Germany, in Holland, so, but except for that, so the whole Twitter Israel is very soil to observe 6 hours, even though the Ramor is making. And Chol Tzitzis Yisroel relies on the Ramor, because you see there are many poskim, contemporaries of the Ramor, the Mashal and others, I mean, who were massive on the Ramor as to why he was making regard to 6 hours. Yes?
Is there any marker for the waiting like 5 hours and 31 minutes?
I don't want to discuss that. The 5 hours and 31 minutes. There is a marker, but I don't want to discuss it. Because I'll only mention one thing, but anyone whose parents, whose grandparents observed it, has no heter to be made on it, because then he is a paid heter. But Reb Chaim only observed 5 hours and 31 minutes. Reb Chaim. I didn't want to mention it because I don't want that Reb Chaim's kules should be used as a kule by others who do not follow up all the chumras of Reb Chaim. So the mele, and that is no heter for anyone whose family does observe 6 because in such things there is an union of peres geder. So if somebody, let's say, is from a background of German Jews from Hamburg, from Leipzig, and even certain Jews from Berlin, where their minhag traditionally has been to observe 3 hours or 1 hour. Some German Jews have a minhag of 3 hours. 5 hours I never heard. But I mean, 3 hours, and some Holland Jews, I mean Dutch Jews, have a minhag of 1 hour. I mean, that's the Pesach of the Ramon. Reb Chaim observed 5 hours and 31 minutes. As a matter of fact, somebody told me, I didn't see it, that there is a tshuva from the Chasam Sefer, but it's not published. I don't know, it was published, but not in the regular tshuvas. I never saw it. Somebody told me, certain Hungarian Rav told me in New York, that the Chasam Sefer was midaying the same thing from the Rambam. Because the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is Kmoi Sheishoiz. Kmoi Sheishoiz. So Reb Chaim said, it means that it doesn't have to be Mamish Sheishoiz, approximately 6 hours. What do you mean approximately? More or less. So it can be less too. And in other words, if it's less than half an hour, so that's considered mashu al-pidi. Less than half an hour is considered mashu. So Reb Chaim many times ate milchis after the expiration of five hours and 31 minutes. And somebody told me that Chasam Sefer said the same thing. But that does not give a heter to anyone in whose mishpoche, I mean, they observe 6 hours. So then it's an inner period together. Alright. But the Rambam, you see, I didn't mention it because the Mechaber doesn't say Kmoi Sheishoiz. The Rambam says Kmoi Sheishoiz. But the Mechaber says Achinishe Sheishoiz. So it's mashma. It's for the Mechaber. So Mechaber, it says Sheishoiz. Alright. Now, ובלבוש כוסף, דהח המתון השור שזוכר אמור הוא מדיד ויסמק, והוא תוי סייבר, שוי כוסף שום פייסקי, רק מריא ויסווה את הכוסף, שאין לו נהגי, ועוד אגו, מן של נזי הפער של משפוט. דכל מן לא אוכל היי מיכלי, כי חודל בשעת החוד. So, apparently they were not aware of that Zohar, or maybe they were aware of that Zohar. It's not spelled out because Shot Echad, Shat Echad does not necessarily mean one show or 60 minutes. Anyway, they don't mention it. Who mentions that they are? Yes.
They're report for 3 hours.
I don't know. I mean, who is it? The Holland Jews observe 3 hours. Some German Jews, 3 hours. I don't know what they're talking about. 3 hours, I don't know. I don't know. רק מעריב ישראל, את הכוסף שהיו לראו נעיקים. אבל לא ידידי נוח, ודובר פושטו, ומי שנעי בכל הזו, להמפין שהוא אחס, שצורר גם כן, לגנוח והדוח, כמו שהוסקר בדברי שאינדרים של רמו, שמזה נמשך הכל הזה. That's the task that I mentioned yesterday, that the Rashi is saying, one thing that Rambam says in so many words, that if he doesn't wait anything, he just clears the table and is involved like a Muslim, so then he has to he has to have Kinuach Vadoch. How about someone who on top of clearing the table and benching, so he also waits an hour? So is that to be treated like, is he to be treated like one who waits 6 hours? So then it goes without saying that he doesn't have to make him a badoch. Why? Because in the course of 6 hours by itself, all the clumps will come out. So maybe if he waits 1 hour also, this is what the Shach says. And from the Pashas Haloshen of the Ramo, it's Pashma like that, because the Ramo mentions Kinu Abadoch only in conjunction with one who just clears the table, that's all. He doesn't mention in conjunction with one who waits an hour. But the Taz is Chedek. And he says, Vidova Poshet, the Mishnei, Bikul Ezu, Lehamtin, Shoah, Hashtzo, Gavgul, Yinu Abadman. But the Shach considers the Vidova Poshet the other way. All right. Moshe Huzkab, the Mishim Shal Ramosh, and he said, Mishach HaKul Aziz. All right. Abo, in his own, he was saying. So he says, Vishim, the Vodak, 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 so the Taz is massive on the Ramon. Aber so wie man sieht, wie er dati war mehr so mchu was sieht. Du hier kira kule, wo die Zwillig ein Schemen, sie sagt Ramon, schu da ist a Fes für Avio, wo sie gesagt, du will mich immer rief. Wie schon muss ich da befehlen mit diesem Moschen sehen. Er war viel älter, im Zwillig und Bier erschaffen worden. Maschmann, du behandelt wird es am Mosein, elo kische quo Zwillig hat mir in der Sude schon kosten. Wie du kann, lo ist Zwillig hat mir in der Achille. Adarabe, מכינים עצמם לאכיל האחרס. ואם כן, ברכס המוזן לא מהנה, לא מהנה כלום. נמצא שאין להם על מה שישמחו. ואיסים נגד דימוי התלמוד. לפי כל הדייס, אני מזרר ישר, אני מנהן. ויורי דבר עד השם יעד לעצמי, מלא שאים שאים נירים בזה במסיבה אחת. אני מסור ישר, against those who are making and who deliberately bench, I mean, in order to be able to wash again, as I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, I don't see what is wrong with the shita of the Ramo, because it's vistaber that it's not the benching that concludes the meal. Since when does benching conclude the meal? Since when? And suppose he doesn't bench, he doesn't know how to bench, so that means that it's one big meal throughout his life. So, by the way, the benching is yaki, because if he's the kind of a person, if he's the kind of a person that benches all the time, so if he didn't bench, so it looks that he didn't finish the meal. So even though 6 hours have elapsed, but it still looks as if he didn't finish the meal. Masha'inke, if he does bench, so then it certainly doesn't look. It certainly doesn't look so. Why? So it's very mistaken like the Ramo. So why is the Taz? Apparently, the Taz holds that in view of the fact that the average person so does not finish one meal and then 20 minutes later he washes again. So the melee, since no substantial time has elapsed, so that one could say it's already time to eat another. So mele cannot be considered as a new meal. So mele he says, So it seems, in view of the fact that, let's say, according to the Rambam, so what does Suda Achelas mean? 6 hours. Why? Because that's the usual interval between, of the average person, between the morning Suda and the afternoon Suda. I mean, it's Man Chazal, they were two Sudas only. There are not two major meals. So there was a 6 hour interval between one Suda and the other. So mainly we have to say that in the Taz, will agree that if he was engaged in a very big meal, he had a lot of company, let's say, he had speeches, so the meal took it took more than 6 hours. And suppose he finished eating the meat and all the courses, but they were still sitting at a table and talking. And 6 hours elapsed. 6 hours elapsed. And then he wouldn't even think of benching, because there is still a long day. But he deliberately benched in order to wash again. But with 6 hours elapsing, then the Taz wouldn't say Hayorid Barat Hashem, so Yad Latzmi Mleishiv was. Because in view of the fact that 6 hours already elapsed from the time he finished eating, so then he certainly looks like a new Suda. He certainly looks like a new Suda. So it is, but when does the Taz say Hayorid Barat Hashem, Yad Latzmi Mleishiv Moen, if 6 hours didn't elapse? So then it looks like a Hemsher of the first Suda, with a little bit of a recess. So it looks like a Hemsher of the first Suda. So, but if he benches in good faith, not for the purpose of eating again, so then the fact that he benches, that concludes the Suda, if he does it in good faith. But if he does it as a drink, so in view of the fact that very little time has elapsed, less than the time that usually intervenes between one Suda and another, so maybe it cannot be considered as another Suda. So that's, but in case 6 hours already elapsed, then the Taz will be made that it's all right to bench in the liver. Alright. ושירו בינו כושר שזוכר עמו, היינו שאוכו לו בוף חודושי, אוי שאירי בסלעס, כי כוס אפי סבאת, וכוס אפי שום די ניסה מבוסר החכבינו, לדווקא טעם בוסר שבפה, מאחר שיקרי מתחר בוסר, שייך לגזר בי אותו בוסר בכל אופ, מכל מוקי מצד חסידוס, יש לזוי. So in other words, that this whole Indian of waiting 6 hours at the Vino Kosho, that is only Mir's Chazim. That is, so from Ramu it's also Mashma, that the Chim Neyagim, she kol she'al Vino Kosho, enir ben achel, apsil ha-reif, kmo yidik min ha-chabosa, v'yish makirin v'in limchis, miyutei v'achel. So in other words, we see from Ramu, that that's only in Mir's Chazim. It's not a Chim. Alright. ונראה לזה דייתי, ולטעם הרמב"ם שזכרתי בריש הסימן, שבאכיל אז גבינו אך הבוסו, הוא משום בוסו של השניים, אבל לטעם שבאישך, מן הבוסו שבפה, לא יכפס לו, אפשר למכם, בכל גבינו לס איסה לך הוא בוסו רחל, וגם בבוסו של השניים לא היה בקחים ובבוסו, אילה בכל גבינו קרו הבוסו לידינו בשניהם, כדי זה לגמור, משום הוכב בגבינו שבין השניים, להביא גבינו כלל, ואין לטעם שזכרתי שמשום הם פשיטה יש לעשר גם בגבינו מסלעה שטעם שלא נמשה בפה זמן רב אם כן יש להכניע אבל נראה נדעתי דווקא בגבינו מסלעה שיש להכניע והוא מדין מטעם שזכרנו אבל בגבינו ישנו ואינו מסלעה ולא נעשה בכל אופן אשר אומרו אותו בקיבו כדי להקפיע כל אופן רק נעשה מחולו ועלמא ונשיאה פשוע יחלכם או אין לאחר בזה יצא מקדוח וניקרו שיניים ועד מחספי ידיים כי מי שני ביטאיס וספרי שזו זירו זה So we see two things. First of all, from the Ramo, there is a difference between the Shita of the Ramo and the Isa Beheter and the Shita of the Taz. Because the Ramo and the Isa Beheter, they both say that, not only imply, but they both say that even if it's a Gvino Kosha made with Slas and everything, it was processed for 6 months. So it's not osir, but only mitzvahs chazidus. But from the lashon of the Taz, it's mashma, not like that. Yechle pshita sheyechle esera gam bidino misulas shetam shalom nimshach ipes mama. So pshita yechle esera. So it's not in the mitzvahs. So in other words, so there is an afkamina between the Isabheter and the Ramo. According to Isabheter and the Ramo, eating bosor after grino kosher, hard cheeses. So it's only the schides. According to Ramo, it's osa, but not osa. According to the Isabheter and the Ramo, it's only the schides. According to the Taz, it's osa. But the Taz says it's only osa according to the Rashi's explanation. That the time of 6 hours is because time of bosor is nimshach. Time of bosor is nimshach. But according to Rambam's explanation, because of the bosa bin Ashinayim, so there is no basis for waiting 6 hours after doing a kosher. Why? Because according to Rambam's explanation, we have to say that for 6 hours, so it's not considered digested, and it's considered to be halishet boso because of the boso of our boso in Zenub and Shinayim. And we have to say that that was within 6 hours from the eating of boso. Within 6 hours from the eating of boso. So, haboso and Shinayim. So it's because we have a special terasakosu that boso retains its halishet boso for 6 hours. Mashayim from the gate to Gvino, so there we don't have the posuk of a Gvino Yidenu B'Shinayim. So Gvino, so even immediately, the moment he eats it up, and it is already between the teeth, he does not even have a Chalishem Gvino. So Mele, there is no, so it changes. The moment you chew it, and it becomes stuck between your teeth, it is already Ponim Chadoshes, it already assumes, the Gvino already assumes it Ponim Chadoshes, and it does not have a Chalishem. This is what it says. Alright. Because of the Teres Chatos, Vishinan Goesha, I know it, that from Vishuman Avos Yishlach, and Vishyose Berachai Vishmitan, even because of Vishinan Goesha, Maimin, the Morak Shoboso Yishlach, Vishinan Goesha, והבניין הפרק לדבורים כוסף, ויש לי דין תפשיל של בוסר. הויל ויהו צום. הויל ויהו צום. So now, what is... I mean, you see, מחליק את השני. If whether soup, meat soup. So, has it been of bosor that you have to wait 6 hours, or it has a dean of tafshel shel bosor that you don't have to wait 6 hours? I mean, this is only true according to the Shita of Rabbi Tam, because the Mechaba passed for Rabbi Tam, but according to the Shita of the Rashbam, so even after it tafshel shel bosor, you have to wait 6 hours if you want to eat Gvino itself. So we see a Machlekes Rishenim. And these Rishenim all agree with the Shita of Rabbi Tam, because most Rishenim agree with Rabbi Tam. As to whether it's Mok shel bosor, has a din of bosor, or it has a din of tafshel shel bosor. Now, so you could say that it's a machlokes mitzvahs. In other words, what's the tam? You see, of course, there couldn't be, from the point of view of the Rambam's explanation, of because the boss of the qualms of boss of the Ashinayim, so soup doesn't remain stuck in Ashinayim, it's a liquid, how can it remain stuck? So that certainly, so it goes without saying that those who say that you have to wait 6 hours, even a little Rambam Tamshit, 6 hours after the eating of soup, so it's not on the basis of the Rambam Shita. It's on the basis of Rashi's explanation. Because Tama Koso is Nimshach. So they say, Rabbi Yehuda says, so that way Smaimit says that the Tama Koso is Nimshach in soup too. And what does that mean? They say it's not Mishach. So you could say it's a Machlokes Mitzvahs. But one thing is clear, that this accords only with the Shita's explanation given by Rashi, not with the explanation given by the Rambam. So it's a Machlokes Mitzvahs, but it's not Mistaber that there is a Machlokes Mitzvahs. So it's more Mistaber that the Machlokes is what degree of Tam Nimshach is important. So we need to come in, and this is the mitzvah. Because what is soup? Soup means that it's water, and then you cook the chicken or meat in that water. So mele the water absorbed the tongue of the chicken or the meat. And not only that, when you cook it, so some juice, as a result of the cooking, so some juice was from the meat was also squeezed out. After all, meat has juice, as long as it's not dehydrated meat. So it has juice. So as a result of the cooking, so some juice was squeezed out. But the fact is that when you eat soup of meat, so there is a much greater time than you eat a tafshil of pasuk. So the question is on the degree of tam nimshach, not that there is a machlekes mitzvahs. All right, but the only accord, but according to Shitas Rambam, then certainly you don't have to. According to Rambam's explanation, then you certainly don't have to wait 6 hours. 6 hours. 6 hours after the eating of soup. And not only that, according to the Shittas, if we accept the Rambam's explanation that the purpose of 6 hours is because of the boso of the drums of boso in Hashinayim, so even if we pass like the Rashbam, that you have to wait 6 hours after itafshil of boso, so it's only shayach to say itafshil of boso. So they regard it's only itafshil of boso. So in respect to itafshil of boso, so then you could say there are also crumbs, mashenkin soup, which is a liquid. What kind of crumbs do you have? So even according to Rashbam, you won't have to wait 6 hours. Even according to Rashbam. So soup should be even more cow than tafshil of boso. But in other words, so the Rishonim who consider soup more humble, so it's because they agree with the explanation given by Rashi, not the explanation given by the Rambam. So we have even pretty bad one position within tafshil of boso who would talk. Abol im of meri rokis yesh lo idim boso. Miu ali dey nit bikar kakoshi shor. So I said that the plain pshat in the Rambam is elitze bikar kakoshi shor. That it's for the purpose of knocking out the end, not for the purpose of extracting in the lua. But then the Shach says that. He says that in the Nikudei Sakesef especially, he says that. But from the Taz, it's not mashmeh. Mi al dinitze, ze koye amashikosab, sheritze lachtir gvino bisakin shel boso. So he says, when does the Rambam say, al dinitze bikarka koshe? Is shore that is only if he's reitzel achter gvino bisakin shel boso. Bisakin shel boso. Avu mashikosab she oso lachtich lechem. Oso lachtich lechem. Oso lachtich lechem. Sheikhli magbino. Bisakin shechitchim boboso. So then, even it's a bikarke, al mashikosa. Sheos alachtich lechem litzorich rak chiginua chasaki. So we don't need any nitze. Kini mashma besiose. Mashikosa. Now, if the pshat of the, in the Rambam, according to the Taz, had been, for the purpose of knocking off the dried, impregnated grease on the surface of the sakin. So Memele, why does he say, in respect to lechem, loitzorich hakinua hasakin? Why loitzorich hakinua hasakin? V'kidimashem v'siosev, mashikosev v'shein, ochesachayim v'shein rab nishimshem, v'shom kosev atam, v'haven isintam v'an isintam. V'haven isintam v'an isintam. So in other words, so we see that according to the Taz, The purpose of Nietzsche is not just to knock off the bed. So he says, now look what Nicholas Akesov says. Zeine, uchnivuy avlehedi v'tiras chatos. Klala involved, involved, afiu lachte v'lechem, lechel im grino, tzolich Nietzsche. V'chei ma shikosuk v'izayim, lesson. So now, no Isaiah, Abu Kwanoagu, Nira Kavanose, Yamine Gosol Achter, Vina Visakus of Gosol, a few of the needs of the Karaki, Kikaka Miro Atmo, Lika Givina Sakin Achadaki, Abu Kovoke, Lachter Belechen, Lechen, Vina was a Shabbish on this day, a machine country trio. So he says, the Himash was a design less, Umashikosa, who don't talk as a loud music. Do a man hochelo mishum bia mameshas in a law. Do a tenen bitenenu. El mishum bisaki sham nuse. Tochal pono. Vichimish et ashmishi todia. Luisagale bitenuach. Umashal mach vihoche. Da filanitel mehane. Vai mishach sifkot noho. So, in other words, so we see that the Taz, according to the Taz, so nitze bikarake that the Gemara mentions is for the purpose of extracting certain bliyas. According to the Shach, the whole purpose of Nitz Mikalke is not to extract any bliyas. That it couldn't do. I mean, if Beluah couldn't come out, even if Beluah that is just in the periphery of the Saki, couldn't come out through Nitz Mikalke. But it's for the purpose of knocking off, dried up bliyas. I'm sorry, but I have to leave now. So next year, so we'll go over the Shachs, and also the whole Simon and Chal with the Taz Mishnah. But the last Taz, I just finished in haste, so I just want to go over it again. Some of you missed it. Now, Sivo, we are the Nietzsche, Bikar Kakoshe Shov. So the Taz says, Ze Koya Mashikosa. Because the Mechaber and Siddalit mentioned two things. First of all, is that one is not allowed to be chaytich cheese with the sacking of Bosor, and furthermore, even to cut the pass that he intends to eat with the cheese, he cannot cut that pass, that bread, with the sacking of Boston. So that's a big achidish. The second din is Siddal is a big achidish. So the Ramos says, but if he is made it's a bikaka koshe, so it's alright. That removes the Boston. So the Taz says, the Sivo, ze koya mashikosa, shereit lachter gvino bisaki shel Boston. In other words, that Nietzsche is necessary with respect to the first din is Siddal. If he wants to use the sake shall go so for cutting cheese. Abu Mashikos of the second din, shall also lach the chlechem. So there it's not even necessary to be nays the kaka koshi. Just wipe it. It's all hakinu hasaki. Kidi masha bishos. Mashikos of Bishayim or his high Bishayim of the Shimshi. Bishom kos of a tam da vanis and tam vanis and tam. Udi don in tzorich hose. Shaharei Mivuya Bisim Tadikov, the Dafki with the Mahari Pamino, the Belayan Shimzuke Zaki. So we mentioned the Nikodes Akesev is here. And I said that the Nikodes Akesev is very reasonable. The Nikodes Akesev Shite is that the whole effect of Nihitze, the Karka Koshe, is only to remove a grease that dried up and became impregnated on the surface of the Zaki. But it's Nietzsche be karka koshe does not have the effect of extracting bleed. That it cannot. However, that's the pashtus. I mean, that's the most reasonable explanation. But I said that from the Taz it's mashma that Nietzsche be sakin koshe also extracts that which is alpidim considered to be vulgar. In other words, what is the Taz? Now, there is no machlekes in mitzias. Now, you see, the mitzias is that needs of isakin bikarka kosher is necessary in order to remove a grease that became so dried up and hard on the surface of the sakin that it it's actually impregnated into the surface of the sake. But you can see it with your eyes. Sometimes you see, you take a look at the kele, or you take a look at the nai, you see certain grease that is hard. It became an integral part of the sake, of the kele. So according to the Shah, that was not a medina bolua. That according to the Taz, even though you can see it with your eyes, but since it is not something that can be removed easily, so it's considered like bolua. I mean, that's strange. Why should it be considered like bolua if you can see it with your eyes? So true, it's very, very hard, and it's impregnated into the surface of the sake, but it still should be considered like a beer, not like bolua. Now let's see, in light of this, let's understand the Taz. Now the Rabbi Kveigi arrests a certain kasha against the Taz. He says, Ze koe, when the Ramo requires the Yitzhak Kaka Koshe in order to be able to use that Zakin, so it's only in respect to the first din Siddhav, namely the din that Osa Lachta Gvino Bisaki Shazim Lachta Bosa. But in respect to the second din Siddhav, that Osa Lachta Pas, so Nietzsche is not even necessary. All that is necessary is kinuach. Now, what does kinuach do? Kinuach, certainly, that goes without saying. Kinuach accomplishes the removal of the bear, the grease that adheres to the surface of the sack. Oh, so he says, in respect to the use, to using the saki of boso, for calling pass, all that is necessary is to remove the bear. So, to remove the bear, so kinuach. But in respect to the to using the saki shel boso in cutting cheese, so then it's not enough to remove the bear. Then we must extract the bria. Which kind of bria? The bria that is bolua, that is impregnated in the periphery of the saki. So that requires niyitzli karkos. Koya mashikosav shavet alachter mina bisaki shobosa. Al mashikosav shiosa alachti chlechem loitzorich rak kinuach hasaki. Just kinuach. Kin mashav bisiosa. Mashikosav bishen boches chaim bishen rab bishimshel. Vishom kos batam. Da benisin tam ba benisin tam. Udidoni tzorich laze. Shar mivuya bisim tzadik vov. Di davki b'dovachari famvina nibeleya mishuduch kedisaki. So he says, even in respect to what the Bess Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Mishimshin, that all that is required is kinuach hasakin in order to use the sakin shel boso for cutting pass. So all that has to be done is kinuach hasakin. So he says, Why isn't it necessary to be in the karka koshe? Because not banat. So the Taz says, no, we don't have to resort to not banat. Without recourse to not banat. So it's not necessary to be in the karka koshe. Without resorting to not banat. Why? So why does Rabbi Shimshen resort to not banat? The answer is because Rabbi Shimshen shita is that where there is a turke disakine, then it can be mafriya, it can be mafnit, even with it. But we pass the turke disakine by itself cannot be mafriya or mafnit, with it. Only if we have a combination of turke disakine and dobachari. And dobachari, in other words, if you have a sakin that is a priya of isa. So then, and that has a priya of isa. And then you cut with that sakin, a cold garlic, idobachari, pepper, something that is very sharp, so then the garlic and the pepper becomes osa. Because dobachari, even bitzeinen, is capable of being mafri de belua. Mashaikin, if you cut, let's say, with a sakin of isa, that has a blue of isa, you cut an apple, not idobachari, so then the apple does not become osa. There is a shite, however, the durke disakine is mafrit and mavriya even without a dobachar. So the reason is why, so that says, the reason is why Rabbi Shimshi says that, what the reason is why Rabbi Shimshi has to resort to the principle of Nat Banat. And if not for the principle of Nat Banat, and if not for the heter of Nat Banat, then it would be, then Kinua Hasaki would be no, and we would require means, because Koshe is because Rabbi Shimshin holds, or is Cheshik, for the Shite, the Turk is Akile is Mavri and Mavri, even without the Bechaz. Mashayimkin, we passed in Simen Tzadik Vov that only the Turkin is Akine is effective to be Mavriya and to be Mafnit only with the Bahari. So mainly we don't even have to resort. Ligabe, the use of the Sakin Shol Boso in coding pass that will be used, that will be eaten, together with Vino, so all that is necessary is Kinua Hasakin, and we don't have to resort to Nitzel Kar Koshe without recourse. Sakin is considered like bli. It's considered like bli. But this is the kind of bli that is a lower degree of bli than kiniklip. We are accustomed that the lowest degree of bli is kiniklip. No, according to the Taz, there is even a lower degree of bli. That is the kind of bli that you can see with your eyes. The grease that becomes hard in the periphery of the sakin. That you can notice it with the naked eye, you can notice it, but it's impossible to remove it by rubbing. So that kind of bria can be removed for needs of bikarka kosh. So he says as follows. In other words, that the Ramah doesn't require needs of bikarka kosh ligabe a the rituch of Isakin Shalboso, in Lech. Where does he require an Itzobikar Kosho? Only if he wants to use the Sakin Shalboso in cutting Dvino. So he says, Zekoya Mashposharit Lach to Dvino, Isakin Shalboso. Avu Mashikosav Shalach Lech, Mitzorach, Hakim Hasaki. And nothing more. And we don't even have to resort to Nabalat. Why? Because there is no need. There is nothing. Now, the Nikudas HaKesef is Matzik on this task. He says, here we don't, it's not necessary to resort to Bria to Afrote. I mean, all that is necessary here, is to remove it again. So maybe it's not Shayach to say Nabonat here. But the Taz holds, no. It is Shayach to say Nabonat. But he says that Ligabe, the use of the Saki, Shel Boso, and the past that will be eaten together with Grino, so we don't need more than Kinuach. We don't need more than Kinuach. In order to use the sackish of bosal in cutting cheese, then kinuach is nothing. Now the question is, why is it kinuach? The tashit is that wherever the purpose is just to remove a man, so kinuach does the job. So, and the tashit is that duchti misakine uncoupled with dovachari is not mavli, not mavli. So then the question arises, why does the Ramah require Nihitze Mikagel Koshe in respect to the Chituch of Dvino Bisakim Shalbos? What? Let's apply Kinuach. So the Kinuach will remove all the grease that is there. And whatever is not removed, in other words, that which is impregnated into the surface of the Saki, so that will not go binivra through the chituch hasaki, because duchkin isakine uncoupled with dov acharif is not mavliya. So why does the Gemara require niyitze bikarka koshe in respect to one who wants to cut dvino bisaki shobosa? Why, even if he wants to cut dvino bisaki shobosa, let kinuach suffice. Because kinuach will remove all the grease. What will it not remove? It will not remove the bria that is impregnated, the grease that is impregnated in the surface of the saki. But that cannot be nivlat l'duch k'nisakine. When he cuts that bria of bosor that is impregnated in the surface of the saki, when he cuts the cheese, will not be nivlat the cheese. Because it will be, cheese is not l'bachari. So why does he say that Ramo requires Nihitzri Kahal Koshe before he can use the sake in cutting cheese? Let him use the sake in cutting cheese without Nihitzri Kahal Koshe, just by drying it with a rag, that's all. So we have to say that Ramo, in other words, that even though we pass like the Rishayim, like most Rishayim, Tuchkin Isakine by itself, uncoupled with Dovachari, is not Mavliya. Like most Rishayim, there's there, but Lechatchile, we have to be Cheshish for the Shittes of Rishayim, there is such a Shittes of Rishayim. The Tuchkin Isakine, Teisves Yichun, the beginning, Nakel Shochti, mentions such a Rosh. So Lechatchile, we have to be Cheshish for the Shittes of Rishayim, the Tuchkin Isakine can be Mavliya, Bitzeilen, Yirun, uncoupled, when it's uncoupled with Dovachar. So because of that, the Ramo requires that before he's allowed Lechatchile to use the Sakin Shalboso in cutting cheese, he has to be made Vikarka Koshe. Because if he's not made Vikarka Koshe, so all the grease that is impregnated in the periphery of the Sakin will remain. And then when he cuts, so according to a few Rishayim, it will be nivra in the cheese. The Eved, we are not cheshish for those Rishayim. But the Chatchila, we have to be cheshish. That's the reason as to why the Ramah requires me to be Karak Koshe in respect to the first thing. Now the question arises, so why does he say the Tav, that he doesn't require me to be Karak Koshe in respect to the second thing? And we don't even have to resort to Nadbanat. If we don't resort to Nadbanat, and we have to be cheshish, Lechatchila. We have to be chayshish for lechatchile, for the shittes of Rishayim, that tuchke disakine is mavliya, mavli b'tzeinen, even uncombined, uncoupled with dovachari, so memele it should be osel lechatchile, even to use a sakin shel bosor, even if you took a leg and you are mekaneach it well, to use that sakin in cutting, in slicing bread that will be used in conjunction with green. Why? Because according to Chatzilah of the Chayshish, so the Mele, if he's not made Mikado Koshe, so all the bria, the superficial bria impregnated in the periphery of the sake remains. So then, when he cuts the bread, so according to these Rishayim, the bread will be Beleya, will absorb some particles of Boso from the sake, Futuchke Lisakine, and then he'll eat it together with cheese. So it's all set. So it's awesome.
And so why do they say, so, those are poets, you could say, so is the Rabbi Shimshin says, so you understand? Rabbi Shimshin says that it's muter, because even if the sack, even according to the Rishayim, the tuch de nisakin can be mafia, and can be mafia. So the male, when he uses the sack in shomposa, that has a superficial gleam to believe on posa, in cutting the bread, so then the tuch de nisakin will be mafia, some particles of posa from the sakin, from the belief of the sakin, and it will be absorbed in the bread. It will be absorbed in the bread. And then you'll eat the bread. Then we eat the bread with cheese. It's still muter, says Rabbi Shimshin. Because the bosog gave a time in the sakin, and then the sakin gave a time through cutting. It gave a time in the bread, so it's the derivative time of bosog. So this time and this time is muter. But the Taz says, we don't have to resort to it. Why don't we have to resort to it? And then, That's really Rabbi Gilia's kasha against the Taz. How do they say we don't have to resort to Nabonat? We certainly have to resort to Nabonat. We certainly have to resort to Nabonat. He says, and then he asks another kasha. We can go say he's loving to him. The Mashmur is a poski. The blue needs a nisha to Achlasaki. We can eat back our lechem. We need to Nabonat. So that's the kasha of the Nikolai Kesh. That's really. In other words, first of all, he asks against the Taz, why does he say that we don't have to resort to the time of Rabbi Shimshin? We certainly have to resort to the time of Rabbi Shimshin. Without recourse to Nabonat, so it's certainly also. It's certainly also without needs in the Kakakosh. And then he asks, even if we do resort to Nabonat, it still should be osa, because Nabonat is only a heder on tam, on bliye. But here it's not just a question of tam. This is bemamish, but it's halbe. There is a certain grease that is readily removable by just taking your hand and drying it, wiping it. So it's removed, and then there is certain grease that adheres so firmly to the surface of the sakin that cannot be disposed, cannot be removed so quickly with wiping. But it's still bein. So it's not nesin tam or nesin tam of boso. It's mamish nesin tam of boso with grino. And that's the ashoke of the Buddha's Akesh. So as far as that is concerned, so he shita is, even though the Buddha's Akesh is certainly more mistabea, but the shita of the Taz is that this kind of the end that is so hard that it is impregnated into the surface of the sakin is not considered as the end. It's considered like something that is latent in the interior of the sakin. It doesn't make any difference. The fact that I can see it doesn't mean anything. But it's so hard, it cannot be removed. So it's considered ulla. If it's considered ulla, so maybe it's not ulla. That's the package. Alright. And then he has another kash. And he says, Vimkein Vimkena Vanav Gam. Osel al is dogim bikor of boso, lecher bikusech. Ein ta simen tzadikei, si kodin dalet. Va amai shahim en hochem lechatchile, lachtech alechem roch lechom. So the Taz himself, in simen tzadikei, si kodin dalet says, that the aloche of not, but not is only the evet. There we discuss it's two kinds of evet, two kinds of lechatchile. So in other words, so he says, when are we mati, in Nabonat, when there is a certain type of idea, let's say dog in shol because shol boso mutaloch on vikuseh. Let's say you fried you cooked fish, and then once, so then you took it out from the pot and you put it on a plate. So then the plate hot in hot state. So the mele in a plate of pasta. In a fleishige plate, you put it. So the fleishige plate has a bli of basal when you put a fish, so the fish absorbs, is mafrit, certain particles of basal into it. So then you're allowed to eat that fish together with butter, cheese, milk, not mudalochonikus. Why? Because the meat gave a tam in the plate, and then the plate gave a tam in the fish, so the fish represents the derivative tam of basal, not the primary tam of basal. So it's muta, but here we also have a certain type of nevet, because it was already cooked. Now, so you can say it's not a real nevet. Why? Because who forces him to eat it with butter? So we say it is a certain type of nevet, because he's always the custom to eat fish with butter, with milk. That is habit. So the mele, we also have a certain type of nevet, so it's muta. But lechatchile, if his intention is to eat the fish with butter, to take out the fish, the hot fish, and put it in a fleishige plate with the intention of eating it with butter, that is not allowed to touch it. Only if he already did it, he didn't test the child. And he already put the hot fish in a fleishige plate. And his habit, his practice is always to eat fish with butter. So it's a certain type of a habit. So it's muta. But lechatchile, if he asks us, now I have to take out the fish from the dayo and put it in a plate, can I put it in a fleishige plate? I want to eat it with butter. So then the answer will be no. Lechatchile, to put yourself in a situation where you have to eat not banat, not allowed. So the mele, he has the kashe, so Rabbi Klinger has the kashe, so why does he say that the Ramos din of Nietzsche, the Kara Koshe, does not apply to the second din in Sintalet, just Kinuach is enough? In other words, to eat without Nietzsche, the Kara Koshe. So Rabbi Shimshen, so he says, Rabbi Shimshen says, that's Rabbi Shimshen. Rabbi Shimshen says because of Nabanat, so it's a kashe against Rabbi Shimshen. How can Nabanat avail us? Nabanat is only muta de'evet, a certain type of de'evet, where it's already all of it be kovashol boso. But here, we have feel it to be malet in the kovashol boso, you're not allowed, even though it's Nabanat. So in many ways, why does Rabbi Shimshen say, in respect to the second deen, that we don't need Nitzel Ikarga Kash Koshe and the Jinwachim. So it seems that as far as this Kash is concerned, since this Iser of Rechatchile, of Nabanat, not to be male a fish in a Karish of Bosor, if his intention is to eat the fish with milk, so this Rechatchile certainly is only this Rabbanan. And we see that this Isra Rabbon is so cow that we are matteret Devet. Even a Devet, the Devet of a Devet that consists of the fact that he already placed it in the fleishige plate, which is not a real Devet at all. He placed it in the fleishige plate so that he eat it without butter. But he is accustomed to eat with butter, fish all the time with butter. So we are matter, we dispense with this Lechatchile. In face of such a faint lechatchile, I mean, it's not a real. So, in such a faint of devil, in such a faint devil, it's not a real devil. So, it's only an Isra Abon. So, it's only Rabbon. And this Isra Abon is very calm. So, in the mele, the Taz and Rabbi Shimshen, they hold that when is there such a Rabbon lechatchile? When he will be eating not banader bish. For example, over there, if let's say he cooked fish in the pot, then he wants to take out the fish from the pot and put it in the plate. And he asks the Shaila, can he put it in the fleshy plate? And his intention is to eat the fish with butter, with milk, with cheese. So then we tell him, Chatzilah, you're not allowed to do it. Because if you will eat the fish with butter, and you put it now in a fleshy plate, so that fish will represent the derivative tam of posav and abish, because the posav give tam in the kare, and the kare give tam in the fish. So then you're eating nesen tam ba nesen tam of posav together with kusach, with milk, the abish. because the nisen tam ba nisen tam of the fish represents is the abishal for fire, for cooking, for fire. So the bosor give it tam in the kare, and then the kare in the fish. So it's a nisen tam ba nisen tam the abishal. So nisen tam when there is no element of them. After all, before he puts it into a fridge plate and he has other plates, why should he? It's no hard to claim, so we are not mattering to put it in a fridge plate when he can put it in an entire plate or a milk plate. So, because it's listen tam, but listen tam, there are bishop. So that's also the whole of it. Mashaykin here. Even if we say like the Rishayim, that Teichke Nisakine is Mavlit and Mavliya, but it's not the Rabish. So it will be Nisim Tam, but Nisim Tam, not in the Rabish. Teichke Nisakine, that's not the Rabish. So Mimele, since it's not the Rabish, so then there is no Yisal Chathile. There is no Yisal Chathile. That's the Teretz. And Rabbi Glias Kashi against Rabbi Nishimshi. Against Rabbi Nishimshi. And the reason is why the Taz says, Uldidon in Zorich was there. So he means, so the question is, so Rabbi Krieger has the Kashi, why Uldidon in Zorich was there? Without recourse to Nadmanat? So then it is certainly Osher. Unless you say the Duchke Nisakine is not Mafrit, not Mavliya. So the Mele, we don't even have Nadanat. But Monevshech, if Duchke Nisakine is not even Mavliya, so then it should be Mutter, even to be Chaytich, Vino Bisaki Shal Bosa, Al Dejinuach. And so the Taz says, is Osea, Al Dejinuach. So we have to say that the Taz means this. In other words, Enoch Nami. So it should be muter, even to be chaytech, divino bisaki shal bosa al deginuach, without nitzav kaka boshe. Because most Rishayim hold that the duchte nisakine is only mavli and it's only mafrit, if it's coupled with chayt or achar. But, vis-a-vis the chtiche of divino bisaki shal bosa, so there it will be, and according to the Rishayim, who say the Duchke Nisakine is Mavlit and is Mavliya, so then there will be Mamish and Nisa of Bosa Becholo. Then there will be Mamish and Nisa of Bosa Becholo, because it will not be Nabanat. Let's say according to the Rishayim, who say that Duchke Nisakine by itself, even uncoupled with Dobahari, is Mafrit, is Mavriyan Mafrit. So the Mele, if he takes a knife that has in its periphery a Bliya of Bosor, and he got cheese, so according to this Rishayim, so the Chtiche, the particles of Bosor will be Niflat from the Saki, from the periphery of the Saki, and they will combine with the cheese. So the it will be Bosa Bechol of Mirabolon. Bosa Bechol Mirabolon will not be with Reinze because it's not their ambition. But it will be Bosa Bechol of Mamish. So vis-a-vis the Yisrael of Bosa Bechol of Mirabolon, Bosa Bechol of Mamish, we have to be Reinzeish for the Nishenim who hold the Duchke Nisakine uncoupled with Dovacharim, with his Mafrit Mavliya. Mashein came in respect to the Chtiche of Pas that will be eaten in conjunction with Vino. So even according to the Rishayim who say that Duchke Nisakine is Mafrit and Mavliya without the Bachari. So what will happen? He will not be able to say of Bosa Bechol of Midrabon, Bosa Bechol of Mamish Midrabon. It will be a not banat. That's also from the Rabbanon, but that's not as strict, not as homo as the Yisrael Rabbanon. In the Rabbanon, there are also all kinds of levels. Not only Surah Rabbanon are the same, there is a difference between the Chayna or Yisrael. involved in the Isra Rabbanon of eating, let's say, a sandwich of cheese and meat, there's also in the Rabbanon. There'll be shlos of hero, and eating a nabonat. So in respect to the Isra Rabbanon of eating, because of the whole of mamish. As for example, in the case of one who is chaytel vino b'sakin shel boso without needs of the gaga koshe. So we have to be chayshish lechatchile for that Jesus Rishenim. But vis-a-vis the Yisrael Rabbonon of not eating lechatchile, a not banat of boso with cholo, that's relatively cow. So in respect to that Yisrael Rabbonon, we don't have to be chayshish for the Jesus Rishenim. The duchti b'sakin is not near my friend. That's the pshat. Alright. Right now the shach. Siman pites. Afilu shel chayovei. Sifal. Shaklima shein rabot. Achim vise shein shoy. Zom shinatu. ובשיח השישוי שוי שאפילו עם בוסו בין השיניים בו לפי שהבוסו מייצי שומן ומשך טעם עצמנו ולפי זה הטעם אם הוא יוכלי אלא שלא עשה לטילק אם צורך להמתי דחיל משל יוכלי ומייצי טעם זה טוב עושה זאת והרמב״ם נוסף טעם לשיהיה משום בוסו שני השיניים והלויס לטילק צורך להמתי ותאיב להכניס כי חומרי שני הטעמים עד כאן לשם ונסבור דברי המחב ואתר זו אפקוסה בשיח הזמן אפילו אין בוסו בין השיניים מוסו המיגודים לסיסה אפילו אין בוסו בין השיניים מוסו לפי שהבוסו מייצי שום ומייצי טעם הזמנו ופי חוכים לי אוכלי אלו שלא עשו לי תימי צורך להמתי אף על גב שלא יוכלי מכל מוקים טעם הבוסו נשאר לי בפי ומושך לי טעם שום אין כלוך עד כאן שאין דבורך תמוי. So, in other words, the Shach says דבורך תמוי עם הלבוש because it's not in accord, it's not in conformity to what the Torah says. But, and by itself, it's not so difficult, it's not so unreasonable. Only thing is, he's chilek on the Torah in regard to the Metzias. According to the Torah, so the Metzias is that when Nistam HaBosol Nimshal Bipeh, Dafke when you swallow the bosom. But if you don't swallow the bosom, you just chew at it, so then Tama bosom is not Nimshalipe. The swallowing of the bosom leaves a certain sensitivity in the palate. That's the mitzvah. And I mean, it has a psychological basis, I mean, why the Torah says it. But this is what the Torah says. So the Torah is really the declaratory of the Metzias, that when you swallow basar, so then when you swallow basar, so certain juices are come out, so because of that a certain sensitivity is left in the palate, in the mouth. But if you don't swallow basar, you just chew on it, then no sensitivity is left, no tam basar is left in the palate, in the mouth. That's the mitzvah. The Aterezov, the Lipush, holds that the mitzvah is different. He holds that if swallowing of the boso leaves a certain time of boso in the mouth, so alachaskamo bechamo, that if boso remains, the boso remains between the teeth, in the mouth, it certainly leaves a certain time of bosom in the mouth. This is what the latter is all about. But the Torah says, no, you can have an abundance of bosom between the teeth, but that will not leave a certain sensitivity, a certain time of bosom in the palate. Masheike, if you swallow it, then the swallowing provokes a certain juices to come out that will leave a time of bosom in the mouth. I mean, so it's a machlekes mitzvah. Alright. Now, Sivgimu, Vimotzo HaKal Boso Shebin HaShinayim, ומסירי, צורך להדיח פיו כאילו שיהיה חלגן. כוסף הרען, ואין צורך שיהיה גוף שויץ, מייסי זמן שמסירי. אלו מאחיל. Now, in other words, one could think that since he just cleans out the thing and removes all the crumbs, let him wait 6 hours. So the answer is no. He does not have to wait. He does not have to wait six hours. Because of with the schatus for a yibor, in all of the adil yaminek b'mton eshom. Tzorech la'adiyah pib. Kidim sheyich ogvin. והרן כוסף שצורך כנוח הפה ולא יזכיר הדוחס הפה. Why? Because the Ram agrees with the Rambam. We mentioned it last time. In other words, the Gemara... So, as the Gemara points out, that there is no machlekes, ma'am, ma'chod, ma'am, chod, lo itli. El bisham ayinu mikaneach, hu adinu madiach, bisil ayinu madiach, vadinu mikaneach. So we have two machlekes l'shem. One machlekes l'shem means, as to whether, when the Gemara says, bisil ayinu madiach, hu adinu mikaneach, does it mean either or, either madiach or mikaneach, or it means both. So all the Rishayim except the Rashi and Tiras Abayi say that it means both. The Rashi and Tiras Abayi says it means either. All right, that's one machlekes. Then there is another machlekes. Most Rishayim say that Hadocha, of course, Kinuach, means that he has to choose something, certain payments and so on. But what does Hadocha Madiach mean? So most Rishayim say that Madiach means Hadocha Sapeh, the Rambam, and Ram, they say that Madiach means not Hadocha Sapeh, but Hadocha Sidai. So it's the same thing that the Gemara discussed before in the sugya of Tone Ag Rechomen de Rabab Evo Gvuna Nechom Lafiko. Alright, so in the Mele, he says, Sol Madiach Hapi, Ve'aran Kosav, Shetzorach Kedua Hapi, Ve'lo Yizkir Adoch Hasapi. Why? Because where is the more careful Adoch Hasapi? Madiach. Umkaneach. So according to most Rishayim, Madiach means Hadoch Hasapi, but according to the Rambam and the Ram, Madiach means Hadoch HaZidayim. So in Meila, there is no more care for Hadoch HaZapim. So also it's not necessary to rinse the mouth. L'chein yet hedik b'siyos. U'viteres chatos. V'ayim u'doze. V'itayim u'svir li'ba'om u'lebin Hadoch HaZapim. Why? Because Madiach, l'chein mitaneach, so Madiach means Madiach yod. Avol didon. We don't pass by the Rambam, we pass by. That Matiach in the Gemara of Kofei means Matiach Peh, but don't be not a Peh, or you have to have a Chalos in days, or Adi Noch, you will say a Kos of Rav, so Matiach Peh, who pshit me boi nam Kinoach, elo she kitzah b'losh. V'yei Shemri, now wait, because in other words, he's spelled it out, Shach, why? Because somebody might make a mistake, since the Ramo says, Umasirei, so Matiach Peh, kem shiyech ogrin, or... So true, the Ramot passes by all the Rishayim, who are here in the Rajah, and they say the Ramot passes, the Ramot passes like the Rishayim, who are here in the Rambam and the Ram, and they hold that Madiach does not mean Madiach Yodov, it means Madiach Pim, but maybe the Ramot passes like Rajah and Teres Abayis. That's why he only mentions Tzorch Madiach Pim, when he doesn't mention Kinoach, so he says it's not the Ramot passes. Like the Rashi Tiras Abayis, that Madiach v'chein mikaneach, so it means either or. No, he passes that it means both. But he just mentions Madiach being Badinach Name, he has to be mikaneach peoples, he has to eat, choose something, dates or something else. Alright. Now, v'yeshemrik, hey, den tzrich lahamtin shishoyitz, rak miyad, im silei kubira b'rikis amozei, muter al dikinuach v'adot. Tam flukto oson, iise bishas, chelik lakoso, yach aboso oson, lach ubinu atzun acher, Wie das wohl geschehen in einem von diesen Manns, das habe ich ja schon gesehen, weil schon hoch auf Schäuel, und es war es ein Schäuel, die Miatische Sille, kopiere ich, mit was nachher, wie kurz auf Marsal schon, die Kuh Alme, in der Sille kopiere ich, hat mir gleich in Kuh Leos, da bin uns nachher, wir haben nur noch mal Kilo gesehen, wie teuer sie wird, hat kein Schäuel. Und Marsch, was war ein Bagoi, aber du lebst jetzt am Osman, am Tanasho, und lab da, dein Bachename, die Chalim, wo wir auch sehr, als es hier in Kubir, und wir, wir gesagt, was wir, die machen was auf Leusel, die zu euch und wollen, brauchen wir keine Kette, und wir brauchen wir alles hier. Man should make the mistake, that it's wir gesagt, was wir, that it's necessary. It, but it's not wir gesagt, was wir itself, that comes in this way. But in view of the fact, that the derech of Yehudi needs to bench after the finishing, so Mele, if he didn't bench, so it means that if the Sude is not consummated yet, it's not concluded, the Sude. But, so when he passed, then he has to bench. If he ate other things, let's say he ate cake, he ate peres in the Sude, or he just ate, just bosa by itself, but he has to make a brocha achreine. So until he made a brocha achreine, the Sude is not concluded. Double portion. צורך לנקרי סיב זיין ומוצו בורסו בין שיר נחשו צורך לנקרי ולעשיר כבר מסבוי בסיפור דלת לצורך הדוחה וגינוח הפה אבל ודאי מוצו בורסו בין שירו דאמינה והמתנשו סגי אפילו בלוי גינוח וידוחה. Now the Tase in Sin at the end of Sin Beis, we go for Poshe to the Mishnei Kulezu. We have to show Acha Shetzol and Tam Kim Kim Lach Vadoch. He said, "Oh Poshe, what does he say?" He says, "Avu Bada." He said, "Oh Poshe, the other way the Shachit." If we want to go so in Shinov, the Amin of Bam Tona Shor Sage Afilu Guloi Kim Lach Vadoch. In other words, he is Chelik on the Tase. ומ VA בכין קוסם ביסא בהתה ומ תרס חד וצגע לוח בכין יר משהו בכין יר אותי בכין יר ומה שקוסם הרב יהיה שם רמיד מסל קוביר מותר לגנוח בדוח משמע לגנוח בדוח מיבואה היינה עם בו לאח ומיד אחר שסיר לקוביר ומה שקוסם הרב יהיה שם רמיד מסל קוביר מותר על די גנוח לדוח משמע דיקינוח בדוח מבויה. So, maybe we should say like the Taz, so he says, no, the Ramor is reference to one who doesn't want to be Machmir that Chumre. This is also a Chumre, of waiting now. He is reference to one who wants to be Mekir, who wants to eat Gvino immediately after the Siluk HaShulchan of the Boso. So then he has to resort to Kinoach Vadoche. Masha'inkin, if he wants to wait now, so then he doesn't have to wait, he doesn't have to resort to Kinoach Vadoche. Why? I mean, it's very mistaken like the Shach. Because after all, what is the mockery of this Yite? That on top of Silka Shulchan, you need 1 hour. Where do you get 1 hour? So the answer is, the Zeyar in Parsha Mishpatim. So we have to say, according to that Yite, we have to say that Estesa says in one Moshe that when the Gemara says that he waited Misude, which is 6 hours, so that was only a Chumre. But he missed Chzides. But Al-Bedi Yamachui have to wait only 1 hour. So whatever is true of 6 hours, according to the Rambam, is true of 1 hour, according to the Ashite. So just as regard to the person who already waited 6 hours, he doesn't have to resort to the Doche. So the person who waited 1 hour, so that's in lieu of 6 hours. So Mimele, he doesn't have to resort to Kinova Doche either. I mean, it's very mistaken like the Shah. And then he says, Vidibrei, Alechem Chamude is in the Mugun, but Alechem Chamude is again, happens to agree with the Taz. Alright. Vichei Nochilas. Vyesh Vidabel Gil Hamtin Sheisho is a Chachilas Bosom Vino, Vichei Nochilas. Vichei Kosov Bashal. וכן הוא לעשה יש לכל מי שיש בריח טבע. Alright. Now, ובלבד שיהיה יורד. Och gibn mit lach lach was am yad und vach ay yod of shlein shim do po mi agvin un nit bag ben vi un balay lo shim yoch lay mi smeitev tsokh le rakh de dimor na kuntal tsokh le rakh kuntat ay yod vi ko sab dim do adin vi lay lo im yeshle ne yof it on till it doesn't mean that make a difference day and night it means night when it's dark but if he has light so he doesn't have to wash his hands vi bis yosef ber khaim sham ונראה לי דווקא נוקד ניר יופי, אבל בסתם ניר צורך בטילן, כי ממש משעה של פוס, ומשל פירש יסיר ניר יופי תנאבו, מי הוא עצור פוס בשם הרב, בשם רבי פרץ, שיש לרח צום, אפילו ביין, אב ביין, ובשפומים הגבינו שמינו, ונדבקס בלח רוחס, היודיים, ולא בדייתי, and we say, we see that the Rambam Shiri is also like Rabbi Peretz, and in the Rambam we find it in the Bigatish, because Bishle in respect to Rabbi Peretz, you could say Rabbi Peretz is just mentioned in the Chumre, but the Rambam, I mean the Chiddes, but the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between day and night. So we have to say, as one of the Nisigelim says, that the Rambam holds that the distinction between day and night is not relevant today. Is not relevant today. So, in other words, that was Rabash. The more it says, Rabash, Aisli Gvino Ochl, Aisli Bosve Ochl, Vilo Moshe Yodin. So he asked him, how come? So he said, it's daytime. So in other words, only if someone is in the Madrega like Rabash, who was 100% alert, but we are not in that Madrega to be sure that we will, that there might be, that to be sure that to take good notice as to whether they are spots, you know, grits of Bosso, of Grino, you know, and his end of that. So Mele now, the Rambam passes that even the daytime, it requires the first night. So, right. Because of Bes Yosef, the Chaim, the Chaim, the Chaim, the Chaim, the Chaim, וכל הדור מנה יגיד באחרים נהגים ממצוי שבגבינו מטף שבגבינו כבלך נהיה חוץ משיב של גופי וגופי וכאיסו אוי המצוי צריכה אוי בס חדס שפסלים ממצויים ונפסלים באחרים שעדיין ידעי תלך אני לא צריך לשימו וחוץ מנהגו ידעי שהממצויים צריכים נהגו לשם וחוץ משומש כשנקשיר ממצויים כשישמעים ויצחים ונקים זה שומע ושמח עד כמה שאין וכן פסה מטרס חת השום אבל השאל שם חולה, כל סבא אחר שכל המשק משאיר במים אחרים, לנעקי סעזוע מקולצ'קי של נעקי מומברים, לאחרוך את המאכל, זה אם כדאי בספר הזו, בפרס דבר ראיבת, המשוך אני לא, את לא עוד לא מדוב שם דברי, הכלל, the question is there is a מחלקס, between the ראיבת and the שאל, that was when you ate grino, and you want to eat bosom, you want to eat bosom, so you have to wash your hands, you have to wash your hands. So the question is, must you wash your hands? Dafke with mayim, or can you use juices too? Can you wash your hands with almond juice? So the rabbi says no. Show mashkim and have good. For mayim choy. In other words, if you want to, that's mayim choy. In other words, if you ate boso, if you ate grino, and now you want to eat boso. So you have to wash your hands. So the rabbi says, you have to use water. Why? Because water removes grease more readily than the juice, because juice it sticks to the skin, so mainly it doesn't remove the grease so well, and the mashal is chayrik. So the shach says, no, why should we be making after all? It doesn't involve a great hardship, so we might as well conform to the shita of the rabbi. And he mentions his sword, because juices are sticky, I mean, so mainly are more viscous than water, so they don't clean off the grease as well as water. All right. Now, you know it. Oh, who knew that I was on the yard, but you ain't going to sleep, you don't have to do it. You will lie, you don't lie, you sleep, you talk after. We told you, can you have people at the hay? At the hay? Group. Because I go is... I'm on the hype, she's around, she's talking, I'm going to have to pay my daughter. Now, of course, they all assume, not like the Rashi. Rashi is Madiach Bechem Kaneach, means it all, and we pass, and it means both. But the question is, Is there an order or there is no order? It doesn't make a difference which one, which he does first, whether he does the Jumu'ah first or he does the Adochim first. So he says, the Maram Rotenberg says, in so will that we can have the Adochim. Elo eitze mehen, shen yir tse yak. Now, how is he going to be? He has to chew on something. Anything he wants to chew on. Except, kimche tamre nirokke, vivishin nivokke, vachanir. Alright. So dates cannot be used. Cannot be used. Except if the dates are not sticky. So those days, sometimes you find dates that are not sticky, so that can be used for kimche. So, kein kosvatu, umashma nukhol kumche lehav kimche. Dechim mashma bash, vichol akosk, vitein, amash kosk tiyoz, chayu chuch vikimche nisar. The seir, in other words, of bar. Only the flower of barley flour not, but other flour yes. So it's not much like that. Any flour is not fit for kimur. Ve'edi b'shas nishpeh v'aboso mashlo hedi v'chol kimchos. V'adom aposh chetoisefa u'bitu. When the Torah says in erachayim chutz mekimcha niseire, so it's chetoisefa. U'vushom lihish kabaze v'kos aposh natosh. V'chein chol dovo. So now the shach, one could say, assume that the mechaber is really come the shita of the maram. The maram said that there is no kpele on the order. It doesn't make a difference what he does first, whether he can do a face or a doch for a doch speed first. But here he says, he should be Mikanayachas Pi'ip, and then Bahakach Yodiach Pi'im Mayim. Doesn't that indicate that the Mechaber is Chelik on the Shita Maram? So the Shach says no, he doesn't. He says, Lav Dachke, Do'a Dini Magdi Matach, Buch Mishikosu Bisipak Nidal, Chin Kosa Bishios Vaz. Alo Shatu, Shukro Shem Chata, De'al Sama Chemi, who say that from the quality of the Mechaber, so in order to remove all the crumbs from Reina Shinai, so the order is less is important. In other words, first he should chew. So then when he chews on something, I don't understand the reason. All right, that's contrary to the shita of the Maram and the Shach. But there are some achrei who hold that the Mechaber is mitayik in his rosh. Why? That first the Genuach has to take place. And then that doesn't speak. Why? Because what's the effect of the Genuach? You see, certain crumbs of basar that remain between the teeth. So by chewing on something, so that loosens the firmness of the crumbs between the teeth. By eating, so that it pushes out, it loosens it. So then, once it becomes loosened through the kenuach, so then the rinsing cleans it out completely. But if you rinse the mouth before you make the kenuach, so then there might be a number of crumbs that are firmly attached between the teeth. So then when you chew on it, so it loosens it, but there is nothing, but if there is no hadoche after that kinuach, so it will become loosened, but it will still remain between the teeth. So because of that, some achili come the sheet of the mashach, and they require that first the kinuach should take place, and then the hadoche speaks. באמת ואמר מורים בפשר ואימו וחי אבו בולך ובשר ובחר בינו אין צורך לא יקינו אך ולא יתיל ויאף על גב דחי יום דרבונון כיב אופ so the question is אבו בולך ובשר ובחר בינו אין צורך ולא יתיל.